Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to Bihar, launch of multiple development projects. The participants are Faizan Ahmed, senior journalist, and Nishit Kumar, anchor.
India is moving ahead to realize the dream of a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Multi-pronged development projects are being undertaken and executed towards this goal. Now, in line with the policy of Atmanirbhar Bharat and Viksit Bharat, Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched several development projects worth Rs. 36,000 crore in Bihar today. And we are pleased to have with us today Mr. Faizan Ahmed, senior journalist, who is joining us from Patna. Mr. Faizan, welcome.
Thank you.
To open the discussion, Mr. Faizan, we would like to begin with the projects launched by Honorable Prime Minister today in Bihar. And let's talk about the Purnia Airport inauguration in Bihar. And before that, let's listen into the Honorable Prime Minister, what he had to say.
Naye airport ki wajah se, ab Purnia desh ke aviation map par aa gaya hai. Ab desh ke bade shaharon se, बड़े व्यापारिक केंद्रों से पूर्णिया और सीमांचल की सीधी कनेक्टिविटी होगी.
Now, Mr. Faizan, how do you see this adding to the development of the state and of course the connectivity?
Well, I can say it was a historic day for Bihar when the Prime Minister came and he launched mega projects worth Rs. 40,541 crore, about a dozen big projects. One of them was inauguration of the new terminal building of Purnia Airport and the start of this commercial flights from Purnia to Kolkata. The first flight was flagged by the Prime Minister. Now, earlier the people of Simanchal, not just Purnia, but Kishanganj, Katihar and other Simanchal districts, they had to travel to Bagdogra to catch a flight for Delhi or Kolkata. But now this new airport and the inauguration of commercial flights, it is going to facilitate the people of Simanchal with air connectivity with other parts of the country.
Mr. Faizan, the Prime Minister also launched various rail projects and flagged off a couple of trains today. And let's listen into the Honorable Prime Minister.
Sathiyo, NDA Sarkar Dwara, is pure kshetr ko आधुनिक हाईटेक रेल सेवाओं से भी जोड़ा जा रहा है. आज भी मैंने वंदे भारत, अमृत भारत पैसेंजर ट्रेन को हरी झंडी दिखाई है. आज अररिया गलगलिया नई रेल लाइन का उद्घाटन हुआ है.
How are these going to be beneficial for the people of the state? We have seen the inauguration of the Purnia Airport now, and now the flagging off a couple of trains and of course other projects, the railway projects which are in the pipeline, which have been inaugurated today. How do you see this?
You see, all these projects, whether it is air connectivity or rail connectivity, they are going to benefit the people of Bihar in a bigger way. Only just today, the Prime Minister flagged Vande Bharat Express from Jogbani to Danapur. Another train was Amrit Bharat Express that will be from Saharsa in Bihar to Amritsar. And another Amrit Bharat Express was from Jogbani in Bihar to Erode in Tamil Nadu. So these three important trains, Vande Bharat and Amrit Bharat Express, are going to help in a bigger way the people of Bihar who travel to these places very frequently. And railway connectivity was most wanted for these regions. And apart from that, the Prime Minister also inaugurated this Araria-Galgalia 111 kilometer new rail line. Another rail line is Vikramshila and Kataria. That was also very important railway section. So you can say that with these steps by the Union government, this is going to help Bihar in a major, major way.
The Prime Minister also inaugurated other development projects and he laid stress upon the development and safety, of course, of women over there. He stressed upon the subject of women over there becoming Lakhpati Didis and Drone Didis. Let's listen into the Honorable Prime Minister.
डबल इंजन सरकार में अब महिलाएं लखपति दीदी और ड्रोन दीदी बन रही है. ड्रोन दीदी बनाने का काम आज हम कर रहे हैं. सेल्फ हेल्प ग्रुप के जरिए महिलाएं इतनी बड़ी क्रांति कर रही है. खासकर नीतीश जी के नेतृत्व में यहाँ जीविका दीदी अभियान की सफलता को अभूतपूर्व रही है. पूरे देश के लिए बिहार प्रेरणा है.
Please tell us more about that.
You see, the Prime Minister was referring to the Jivika Didis. They number around 1 crore in Bihar. and they are becoming self-sufficient. They are doing their own business and they are running their own households, their own families. They are not dependent on their menfolk. They are a source of inspiration and source of income for their families. Prime Minister hailed their role in the society as well as their contribution in making their families and making themselves self-reliant.
Yes, Mr. Faizan, the Prime Minister also touched upon a very sensitive and a very important topic of the Makhana Board. We all know that Makhana has been native to Bihar, and almost 90% of the total produce in the country comes from that very state. Now, let's listen to the Honorable Prime Minister, what he had to say.
Kendra Sarkar ne kal hi Rashtriya Makhana Board ki sthapna ke liye notification jari kar diya. Makhana kisano ko makhane ki अच्छी कीमत मिले, टेक्नोलॉजी का इस्तेमाल बढ़ाया जाएगा, राष्ट्रीय मखाना बोर्ड इसके लिए निरंतर काम करेगा। मखाना सेक्टर के विकास के लिए हमारी सरकार ने करीब 500 करोड़ रुपए की योजना को मंजूर किया।
Now, Mr. Faizan, this establishment of Makhana Board has been a long-pending demand, and this time during Prime Minister's visit, the Honorable Prime Minister has, of course, kind of launched the Makhana Board. Now, how do you see this helping the Makhana farmers over there and the overall development of the state?
You see, in the Union Budget early this year, the government had announced, promised to make National Makhana Board. This news was more important for Bihar, as you said that 90% of the makhana production in the country is from Bihar, particularly in North Bihar, that is Darbhanga and Madhubani and other adjoining districts in North Bihar. So a large number of farmers are engaged in this banana cultivation. And you know, this banana cultivation is a very hard task. It is not a very simple one. It is a very hard job. So the farmers were not getting their dues. They were producing the makhana. Their makhana products were reaching the markets, not just in Bihar, but across the country and even foreign. So if this National Makhana Board is constituted, it will really help the thousands of makhana farmers who toil day and night, and they produce makhana, which is very healthy diet. As Prime Minister himself said, that he usually eat makhana and he relish it.
Yeah, the Honorable Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone of a 2400 megawatt thermal power project in Bhagalpur. Before we discuss any further, let's listen into the Prime Minister.
बिजली के क्षेत्र में भी बिहार को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने का काम चल रहा है. यहाँ भागलपुर की पीर पैंती में 2400 मेगावाट के थर्मल पावर प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास किया गया है.
Yeah, Mr. Faizan, this thermal power project in Bhagalpur of 2400 megawatts, so how do you see it benefiting the state?
You see, this three units of thermal power projects, each producing 800 megawatts. So three units will produce 2400 megawatts of thermal power. That is a place called Pir Paiti in Bhagalpur district. That has been commissioned. It is worth rupees 25,000 crores. So it is a big, big project. And you know, once the production and all these formalities are completed, it will not only benefit Bihar, but other states also. Because in that situation, Bihar will be in a position to give power to other states also. It can sell power to other states. Because you see, it is important in the sense because Bihar was once very poor in energy production. So now it will be produce power and it will also sell to it to other states. That will be a big achievement in the self-reliance in the power sector in Bihar.
Yes, and the Honorable Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone of phase one of Kosi-Mechi intrastate river link system. Take us through this.
You see, this is a very mega project of water resources, and this is not only going to reach water to its targeted positions for irrigation purpose and other purpose and the production of power. So not only this, but it is also going to be a step towards the flood control system. You see, this is a major problem in Bihar, that floods, and almost every second year flood ravage Bihar. So this project is aimed to help reduce the flood ravages, and in context of flood protection, it will be come as a very boost for this in Bihar.
And under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, Grih Pravesh ceremonies of 40,000 rural beneficiaries happened today. And let's listen into the Honorable Prime Minister.
आज यहाँ 40,000 से ज्यादा लाभार्थियों को पीएम आवास योजना के तहत पक्का घर भी मिला है। इन 40,000 परिवारों के जीवन में आज एक नई शुरुआत हुई है। धनतेरस से पहले, दिवाली से पहले और छठ पूजा से पहले अपने पक्के घर में गृह प्रवेश बहुत सौभाग्य से होता है। मैं इन परिवारों को बधाई देता हूँ, शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ। आज का ये अवसर मेरे उन बेघर भाइयों बहनों को भरोसे देने का भी है, एक दिन उनको भी पक्का घर मिलेगा, ये मोदी की गारंटी है। हमारी सरकार ने पिछले 11 साल में 4 करोड़ से ज्यादा पक्के घर बनाकर गरीबों को दिए हैं। अब हम 3 करोड़ नए घर बनाने का काम कर रहे हैं। जब तक हर गरीब को पक्का घर नहीं मिल जाता, मोदी रुकने या थमने वाला नहीं है।
Mr. Faizan, how is it important for the state, especially for the rural people over there, and how does it contribute to the overall development?
You see, the Honorable Prime Minister announced that his government has already constructed about 4 crore houses for urban as well as rural people. In course of that promise, about 40,000 urban as well as rural families were allotted houses today. And the Prime Minister has also promised that his government will construct another 3 crore houses in the next 4 years. So these 47 crore houses in 11 years, it will be a big benefit for those very poor people who have no roof over their head, who had no home to say of its own. They had no place to say that it is my house. So now these families are the major beneficiaries, and they can now say that they have their own houses thanks to the union government's steps for their benefit.
The Honorable Prime Minister also talked about the GST2 reforms which has been announced by the central government recently, and this time before Diwali and Chhat. The government has given a very big gift to the poor and the middle class from the first day of Navratri itself on the 22nd of September. GST will be drastically reduced. Now let's listen into the Honorable Prime Minister what he had to say about the GST 2.0 regime.
देश में आपकी रोजमर्रा की जरूरतों की ज्यादातर चीजों पर जीएसटी में बड़ी कमी की गई है। यहाँ आई मेरी माताओं बहनों, मैं खास तौर पर बताना चाहता हूँ, जीएसटी कम होने से माताओं बहनों का रसोई का खर्च बहुत कम होने वाला है, बच्चों की पढ़ाई में काम आने वाली स्टेशनरी की कीमत घट जाएगी, त्योहार में इस बार बच्चों के लिए नए कपड़े और जूते खरीदना भी आसान हो जाएगा क्योंकि ये भी सस्ते होने वाले हैं। जब गरीब की चिंता करने वाली सरकार होती है तो ऐसे ही गरीबों की भलाई के काम करती है।
मिस्टर फैजान, योर व्यूज ऑन द जीएसटी 2.0 रेजिम एंड द रिडक्शन इन दैट।
The reduction in the GST as announced earlier, and that is coming to effect from 22nd of this month, that will be a big relief for the common people, because a lot of goods, they are coming in this reduction scheme, and prices of several important things, whether it is consumers or food goods. And while the Prime Minister addressing at Purnia today, he addressed particularly women and said that now you will get many things at a reduced prices, and it will start from the Navratri itself. And the women, I saw the women clapping very happily when the Prime Minister listed some of the goods that it is a good news for the people.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Faizan, for having joined in and shared in your views about the Prime Minister's visit to Purnia, Bihar today.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to Bihar, launch of multiple development projects. The participants were Faizan Ahmed, senior journalist, and Nishit Kumar, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044. Spotlight.